USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The just-released jobs report from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics indicating the jobs market's beginning to bounce back following the coronavirus pandemic.
The May jobs report was a surprise to most economists, with the report beating expectations. Eleni Kara-George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us,
total non-farm payroll employment rose by 2.5 million in May, and the unemployment rate declined by 13.3%. These improvements in the labor market reflected a limited resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed in March and April due to the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it.
I'm John Clemens.
What could be Tropical Storm Cristobal by Sunday is expected to hit Texas or Louisiana with fierce winds and flooding rain this weekend. A tropical storm watch is already in effect for that region. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
More now on the just-released jobs report for May. President Trump taking a bit of a victory lap after the report exceeded expectations from economic analysts, telling reporters a short time ago it's a great thing, noting the strength of the economy before the coronavirus outbreak struck. 2.5 million jobs were then added last month, and the unemployment rate dropped to 13.3%. Meanwhile, Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says there's still a long way to go to get things back to normal.
The stimulus helped get the economy going, but we need a lot more, and we could go right back into the ditch with unemployment.
The highest-ranking American at the Vatican is to hold a prayer service in Rome today to call for peaceful coexistence. After the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Cardinal Kevin Farrell is the head of the Vatican's Family and Lanty Office. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A YouTube star is facing criminal charges from Saturday's looting at a Scottsdale, Arizona mall, as cops there say they got hundreds of tips identifying 23-year-old Jake Paul as being at Scottsdale Fashion Square. They say he entered and remained inside the mall after it closed. He's facing criminal trespass and unlawful assembly charges. As cities and towns across the nation face huge costs from their responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, many are also dealing with costly stormwater and water treatment backups and clogs because people are still improperly disposing of wipes and PPE. Face masks, gloves, and wipes are being flushed down toilets, causing wastewater clogs, and many gloves and masks which get thrown away on sidewalks or in streets are contributing to stormwater backups. And officials say those items can also end up then being washed into waterways, posing dangers to wildlife. The American Society of Civil Engineers Committee for America's Infrastructure says people are taxing infrastructure that's already old and deteriorating. And Lego is asking stores not to promote any of its toy sets featuring police or the White House. All the products are still there for sale, but the company says it's suspending advertising in response to the nationwide protests, saying it wants the black community to know that it stands with them against racism and inequality. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.